Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Oh, we're back here in Searcy, Arkansas, as it is 13-10 in favor of the Lady Bombers. So we're getting ready to get things going here. I believe Mountain Home will possess the basketball.
Dude, his mom just walked by and said, Athlete of the Week curse is gone. We're like, yeah, we actually said that. We actually said that on the air.
Well, that's what Josh Fulcher always said. Anytime he's had a player, as long as he's been here as the high school head coach, they have played just horrendous next game. But now I think Dewey's broken that curse as this one is turned over and Cabot picks it up. Coming the other way is Bliss Miller. She's going to pick up her dribble mid-post. Three-pointer on the way. This one will rattle around and falls down right to the hands of Sarah Williams. The Lady Bombers have the ball. They can go up two possessions here.
Ooh.
And so that was almost a double dribble. Yeah. Good hesitation move by Lakin, but it's almost a double dribble. Parker Husky with the ball.
We call it hesitation.
Jayla puts up the three. Got it. Back-to-back threes from Mountain Home, and it's a six-point lead. Jayla Yonkers got 7 points right now. Driving along the baseline is Bliss Miller, and she responds right back.
Yeah, she's got a quick first step there. She kind of bobbled the ball, and when she did, Sarah kind of stood up just a little bit, just gave Miller enough time to get around her for the layup.
Bliss Miller into the book for the first time tonight. She has her first 2 points. 16-12 as they try to get it into the post. It will stay with Mountain Home as it was tipped away. Bailey Rittenberg will come into the game now. She will replace Jayla Yonkers.
And Livy Fossen is doing some work right now. She is – we talk about how sweet and nice girls they are, man. She is a worker when it comes down to the post, and she is just doing work down there, getting their feet set.
They're mean when they need to be, though. As a whistle and an offensive foul. They're going to call timeout. Mountain Home called timeout. So we're going to take it with them. 6:58 to go in this first half of action. Lady Bombers lead 16-12. This is Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Back here in Searcy, Parker Husky will throw in 23 on the shot clock. Lady Bombers under in the shadow of their own rim as they get it into Rittenberg. Bailey tried to get it to Lakin as it was knocked out of bounds. And Mountain Home will keep possession. There was a possession change, so the Bombers will have a fresh 35 here.
So two turnovers, one on Mountain Home, right, just back-to-back. Cabot able to give it back to us, thank goodness.
Well, actually, Blake Smith's going to go to the table and talk about the time on the board. Now they're going to have a conversation. Now that I think about it, I don't think she really possessed the ball.
She took two dribbles, I think, before she went out of bounds. That's what he's saying.
Well, they're just trying to do their due diligence. Blake Smith meeting with Scott Starkey, trying to have a conversation here as they're going to put 20 on the shot clock. At the end of the day, I think that was the right call because as soon as she grabbed it, she was out of bounds. So, either way, still a lot of time for Mountain Home here. 20 on the shot clock. Parker Husky gets the inbounds pass. 6:50 to go. Parker going to drive to her left, hands it off. Lakin Moore. Crossover drill between the legs, down to 8 to Rittenberg now. Down to 7, down to 6 on the shot clock. Kicks it in the corner.
Kick.
Sarah Williams for 3. That one hit the left side of the iron and bounced right to the Cabot Panthers.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Bailey got both feet in the paint there. Nice kick to an open, wide open Sarah. We'll have her take that shot every time.
Mountain Home with the lead, 16-12. Cabot has the ball. They hand it off to Miller. Miller going to go against Williams. Crossover to the left side of the paint. Met by 3 Lady Bombers. Ball's kicked around. Knocks it out to Cunningham for 3. This one is missed. Rebounded by Bray Hall. Now Cabot has a fresh 35 seconds. The station, as we had another call come up here. I think we're back, though. Matt, are we back? Okay. Just want to make sure. We had a little glitch in the system there, but we should be all good now. 16-15 there. Who hit that three, Brad?
Cook did.
Yeah, that's right. That sounds right. And a whistle and a jump ball. So it's going to go to the possession, go to the direction of Cabot as said J.C. Cook hit that three. Sorry, on live radio and online, stuff like that happens. So J.C. Cook's got 5 points, 5:41 to go in this first half of action. Lady Bombers clinging to a one-point lead.
So far, good first half by your Lady Bombers.
Really good first half so far. As Cabot with the basketball, Bliss Miller with the ball, going to go against Lake and Moore, gives it to the far corner, or the near corner, Kennedy Churchill. Churchill going to put it on the deck, tried to get the handoff and the back door. A lot of things with Cabot's offense. They're looking for a lot of handoffs, a lot of back doors. As J.C. Cook was going to drive in. Whitten Coleman back into the game, by the way. As this three on the way from Miller, this one is missed right into the hands of Whitten Coleman. And a whistle and a foul as two hands were on Whitten Coleman, as that's going to go against.
Looks like Cook. They got Cook there.
Yep, yep, they got J.C. Cook with that one. That's her first foul. First team foul of the quarter.
Yeah, you know, we talked about Cabot's defense. Let's talk about Mount Holmes' defense right now. This man-to-man defense is looking really, really good for the Lady Bombers.
Parker Husky puts up the right wing three. That one rattled around, won't go, as McCarn discarded a girl to get the offensive rebound, but she couldn't get there.
Boy, that went everywhere but down.
Yeah. 4:50 to go now. Cabot with the ball. Miller gives it down to the low block, down to Cunningham. Cunningham's going to go to work, goes to the spin move the opposite way, as it looked like she tried to hook Anna McCarn. But they're going to get.
She's just using her body to move Anna out of the way, and then they're going to penalize Anna with a call.
Anna McCarn's first foul of the quarter for Mountain Home. So it will send Abby Grace Cunningham to the free throw line. She's got 4 points so far tonight. She'll have two free throws. This first one is good, and the ball game's tied.
Coach Leonard's down here. I don't know if you can see him on the screen. He's down there with the ref, like, showing her. He's like, he hooked her. He's like, no, dude. He's like backing into him, getting his elbow around him. He's like, this is what she's doing.
Yeah, second free throw is good.
He stares at him as he goes down the floor.
Yeah, it's over now. Nothing we can do about it. So, Lake and Moore has the basketball. Gets the screen from McCarn. She's going to drive in, put up the floater. That one rattled around. Won't go. McCarn comes up with the rebound. And now down to Parker Husky. Shoots that one off the window. Husky got a hand on it. Rebounded by J.C. Cook. And now Cabot will go the other way as Jay Cook wanted a displacement foul on McCarn, but I think she just reached straight up and got it.
You can't penalize her for being taller and jumping higher.
Miller with the basketball. A couple crossover dribbles, drives to the middle. Now she's going to give it down.
Good hands by Whitten right there.
And picked up by Coleman. Coleman skips it over to Husky. She'll take it across the timeline halfway through the second quarter. Lake and Moore thought about a deep three, but about from the 28-foot line. Moore to the spin move, little 10-foot jumper. This one is missed and rebounded by Cabot.
Lakin's had a step-in three right there. Might want to see her take that one instead of that little floater.
Cunningham with the basketball. She's going to put it on the deck against McCarn. Goes to the spin move. Good up and under move. And should have been a walk. Comes with the offensive rebound. McCarn doing a good job to walk. Yeah, shot is rejected by McCarn. And it's picked up by Mountain Home.
Good job by Anna. She's a lot taller than Cunningham. She's just letting her do all of her little spin moves and pump fakes and staying put. And then when she sees her jump for a shot, she's just putting a hand on the ball.
Jayla Yonkers with the basketball now on the left wing. 20 on the shot clock, gives it to Coleman.
That's a foul.
And a whistle and a foul. So it's the second foul for Cabot. And it's going to go against number 10. That is Kennedy Churchill. That's her first foul. Team's number two. 3:20 to go here in the first half. We'll have Coach Josh Fulcher for the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show here in a couple minutes, as Parker Husky will be the trigger girl on this one. She'll get it into McCarn as they're going to try to get the handoff to Yonkers, and she tried to toss it over there, and she threw it out of bounds. Nobody could get it. It's another turnover for Mountain Home.
Yeah, the initial action on that didn't happen. Cabot did a good job sealing it off. We threw it into Anna, and she just kind of got stuck. She got to remember she got her dribble. She can back that back out and just get it in the hand of a guard, and let's set up our offense.
Mountain Home being outscored 7-3 in this in the second quarter of action here, as Bray Hall comes up with it, as call a palming violation there, but let it go. J.C. Cook's going to go to work against Coleman. Good job by Witt to defend that one, as the scoop shot layup by Bray Hall is good, and it's a 3-point game. Cabot with the lead.
Yeah, Cabot just runs that little weave offense until they get what they want, and then they go downhill and attack.
Lakin tried to get it into McCarn, but it was skipped to Whitten Coleman. Yonkers going to drive downhill, puts this one off the window, missed it off the back of the iron, and it's rebounded by Cabot.
I believe we've had some point-blank shots this quarter that just have not went in for the Lady Bombers.
So we get to Cunningham. She thought about a deep three, but she'll put it on the deck, gives the handoff to Cook. Cook going to go to the middle on the dribble drive, backdoor pass down to Kennedy. Churchill is good.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for, is that little backdoor cut. Mountain Home's done a good job defending it so far, and this quarter, Cabot's starting to find those things.
21-16, our score, as Lakemore's going to drive, goes to the spin move, puts up the 10-foot jumper, missed it short, and a whistle and a displacement foul. Mountain Home will keep possession.
We get 35. They're going to get Cunningham pushing
Anna
McCarn out of the way.
That's her second foul. Team's third, as we're going to have two new girls in. Lily Bowles will enter the ball game, and they're going to make her check in correctly.
Well, she like came in just right off the bench.
That is a hockey sub.
She's like ran in off the bench up there.
And a whistle and a timeout called by Jake Cook, and we will take one with him. 21-16, our score. Lady Panthers with the lead with 2:05 remaining in this first half. We'll take a break. This is Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Here at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad, we're having a Grillabration sale.
You mean celebration, right?
No, Grillabration. You know, Grillabrate the times. And to do so, we're having a big Grillabration sale. Get up to 40% off on select in-stock grills. We carry Traeger, Golden's Cast Iron, Gosney Pizza Ovens, and the all-new Auto Grill. And we're the only Traeger service dealer in the area. So come Grillabrate the times at Big Box Brad's.
It's a Grillabration.
This is Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Shout out to Matty Ice back in the studio, our producer this evening. Normally,
Matty,
he is
Mac
here.
Daddy.
Oh, big Matt Daddy. As we had an entire timeout to get our shoe tied, and we're going to return. Had a little delay in the game as J.C. Cook had to tie her shoe. McCarn gets the ball, kicks it out. Lake and Moore, left wing three, high arcing shot. Hits the back of the rim, and McCarn tried to tip it back, but it went to the right of the hands of a Cabot Panther.
Man, Lady Bombers had some really good shots this quarter that just hadn't fall. That's a great shot for Lakin, and it just did it hit the back of the rim and just bounced up. But we've had some point-blank ones here that just didn't quite go in, and we're getting what we want on the offensive end.
So Caitlin Bean will hand off to J.C. Cook. Cook's pull up from the left elbow. This one's missed and rebounded by Whitten Coleman. 90 seconds to go in this first half. Jayla Yonkers with the basketball. Tried to hand it off to Lakin Moore, and it's knocked away and turned over. Cabot's got some numbers. It's 2-on-1. Parker Husky going to step in front of this one, and a whistle and a foul. Count it.
Yeah, those are the live ball turnovers we talked about. You can't have. Those are turnovers instead of just throwing it out of bounds and letting us get back and set up our defense. We've had several of those turnovers that we give it to them on fast break opportunities. Parker tried to go underneath and undercut, and, she was able to bump her, and she was able to get the ball to fall as she makes a free throw.
So fouls on Husky. Free throw's good, and it's an 8-point game now. Largest lead of the ball game is that one. It's going to go to Parker Husky. That's her first foul, team second. Lady Bombers could go pretty close to 2-for-1 range here. Parker Husky with the ball between the circles, bounces to her right. Now she's going to go back to the left side, tried to get it to Sarah Williams. Now they get it to Lakin. Minute 8 to go in this first half. Throws it in. Good entry pass into McCarn, met by a double team. Oh, a lot of contact as McCarn knocked Coleman down.
Yeah,
and now
Whitten ball,
and a technical foul. A technical foul has been called. I don't know on who. A technical on.
Looks like they got 21 right here.
Yeah, well, which 21?
Not us, I don't think.
Yeah, it was. Wow.
Was it ours? It was them, yeah, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. As, yeah, it was on us because they're going to give Dell Leonard an explanation. So they're going to say that Anna McCarn kicked someone, and it's a technical foul as Livy Fosnes ready to check in. As technical foul, free throw is good. So it's a technical and a personal foul on Anna McCarn. That's her second foul, so she will head to the bench. as Dell Leonard still getting an explanation. And why are we stopping the play? She had the ball, so Bailey Rittenberg will come into the – she's got the ball again, and that's the second time they've had this. They're going to keep – don't know what to do. As it rattled, that was number 24, J.C. Cook at the line. She goes one of two.
Yeah,
Coach Jay Cook is not happy about that because
the official was trying to stop play because Witten got hit in the nose. Her nose is bleeding. She's out there bleeding on the floor.
Yeah.
They're trying to stop play for that and, you know, trying to get her off the floor. And when they do, unfortunately, Cabot's got the ball at the line and they didn't really know what they were going to do there.
So 53 seconds to go as Cook going to throw the scoop layup off the window. This one won't go. Fosnes the rebound. Real strange set of events
yeah,
there.
It's kind of random. I don't even know what the T was about.
Anna McCarron was tangled up and she kind of threw her leg and the official thought that she kicked her.
Gotcha.
So if you had Anna McCarron getting a technical in a basketball game on your bingo card.
I don't have Anna getting a technical at any point in time.
I'd have to go back and see it, but they're going to get Coleman checked down on the bench. 10 on the shot clock. Lake and Moore going to go downhill. Kicks it out. Rittenberg, now she's got to go. Down to four, down to three. Parker's got to put it up right wing three. This one is missed. Fosnes there for the rebound. They can hold for the final shot if they want. Fosnes going to go up. A lot of contact. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. That's an awful lot of contact that they just let go there. 10 seconds to go in this half. Cabot with a 9-point lead. As the shot off the window, this one is missed. Down to three, down to two, down to one, and we will head into halftime. 25-16, our score. A real rough and tumble second quarter there, Brad Coleman.
The last 2 minutes of that game got a little out of control and crazy. You got bleeding going on here on the floor, and there's no way Anna kicked anybody. I don't know what happened here, but hey. You know what? Lady Bombers 25-16. This is what Cabot wants. They want a physical game. Lady Bombers are not going to back down. They're going to be physical with them.
So we're going to head to halftime. We'll have the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show here in just a moment. Josh Fulcher will be here with us here in the broadcast position. We're going to take a short little break. Cabot with the lead 25-16. This is Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at centralheatingandcooling.net. Look for the financing tab. We are not comfortable until you are. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier, factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.